as Marie has been telling you in her newscast, we are awaiting word from Governor Gretchen Whitmer in a 10 o'clock news conference as we go through a surge that, at least in terms of hospitalizations, is on the cusp of being as bad as it was in April 2020. At least that was the forecast that was put out by Michigan Medicine, and it's left the healthcare professionals, in some cases, canceling elective surgeries, dialing things back so that they can put resources towards treating the COVID-19 patients they have, which are coming through the ER doors in record numbers in some cases. We turn to Jay Green, perhaps the most experienced health industry reporter in the region, who has been busy as a guy can be trying to cover all the various angles of this for Crain's Detroit Business. Jay, good morning.
Good morning, Guy.
Let's put this into perspective. When we say cancellations of elective surgeries, we want to make sure that we have the proper context here. Are we talking about wholesale cancellations, a handful of cancellations? Are they just slightly adjusting their schedules? What's going on?
Well, I started hearing about this last week, that the memos were starting to flow from the ERs to the corporate offices, that the surge in patients coming in with COVID symptoms and positive tests, things that were getting worse for people, was really accelerating. I mean, the ERs have been full at most of the larger academic hospitals. It's going to get worse. There's no doubt about it. Right now, yesterday, Michigan Medicine was the first hospital to cancel, actually, three surgeries, and saying that they're going to be postponing and delaying some other non-essential surgeries. And then I started hearing from the rest of the hospitals, Beaumont and Henry Ford, St. Joseph in Ann Arbor, that they were looking to postpone surgeries. These health systems that have multi-hospitals across the region, they're trying to transfer some of these surgery or procedure patients from one hospital to the other. For example, Henry Ford Macomb is pretty much full up. Their average occupancy is about 92%, and it sounds like that the Macomb Hospital, which is really the biggest hot spot, Macomb County is, that is, in southeast Michigan, and they're trying to, they must be up to 98% or completely full, definitely with their COVID beds. So they're trying to see if they can get the patients to reschedule at another Henry Ford hospital, and we're going to see that happening with electives. Okay. As well as just moving COVID patients around, because the ICUs are starting to get full up too.
Well, but we should point out, and you are, I think the numbers that I've heard I got from you, which is we were at 888 ICU admissions, I think, as of Wednesday or Thursday. The peak back in April of 2020 was 1,600. So if there's a silver lining here, it's we're not seeing the surge of ICU patients, at least not yet. And as you pointed out in your piece, Jay, it's a difficult line that the hospitals have to walk. They want to send out the message that, look, we've got a surge going on here and it's having consequences, but they also want to remind people, if you feel sick, by all means, get yourself to a hospital.
Yeah, that's true. I mean, I interviewed a 40-year-old Ford Motor Company COVID patient at Beaumont yesterday. The story's coming out pretty soon. And she didn't need to go into the ICU. So you're right. The ICUs are not as full as they were. There's definitely some capacity there. But the younger folks, we're talking about 25, 30-year-old people that are getting sick enough where they can't stay at home and quarantine. I mean, they're really sick, right? High fevers, and so they're going in and getting waiting 2-3 hours in hospital ERs, and then getting admitted into designated COVID floors. And those are the ones that are kind of getting full up. It's kind of almost the opposite of back in May, where the ICUs were filling up, and these designated COVID floors are the ones that are getting full up, and people are having to be transferred to other hospitals where there's a little bit more capacity there.
We're about 2.5 hours away from a news conference with Governor Whitmer. I know that you and your colleague Chad Livengood are probably working your sources both at the governor's office and at the Michigan Department of Health and Human Services. Have you heard what she may have in store? She has hinted that she may be tweaking some things, and I would surmise that that may have to do with youth sports and some other things. Do you know what she might announce?
Well, one of the reasons that I've been so busy this week, guys, because Chad's been on vacation. I'm sure he's monitoring the situation. I haven't talked to him in a couple of days. He's got the insights into the governor's office. All the doctors that I talked about can't understand why Governor Whitmer hasn't pulled the trigger, reduced capacity in the bars and restaurants a little bit. I mean, she's hoping that the herd immunity will kick in eventually. But in my opinion, we're losing the race. I mean, we've got 70% almost of age 65 or older vaccinated, but we're down in the teens for those 50 and above, and not, we just started 16 above. And we're starting in the 20s and the 30s. I don't know what the vaccination rates are. Those are the ones. Those are
right.
the case counts that are double that of age 60 and age 70 above. Those are the ones that are getting sick, and you're going to have a smaller percentage that are going to end up in the hospital. But still, that's a large number that are essentially unvaccinated. She probably will make some decision to reduce the capacity of the bars and restaurants, but this has taken too many weeks. She saw the handwriting on the wall in mid February. The numbers were starting
right
to go up.
Well, and I've only got a couple of seconds here left, Jay, but you had a piece out that I found alarming, at least talking about vaccine hesitancy in terms of frontline medical workers, that we're not even to 70% yet for those that work in the healthcare industry, and far from 70% among nursing home workers.
Yeah, we're about 62% in the hospital in terms of people getting vaccinated, higher percentage of doctors and nurses. We're only at 45% in the nursing home industry, and that's the past 3 months, the long-term care program has gone out there, brought
right
it to them, and we still have 40%. Nationally, it's 37%, but Melissa Samuel, she's a CEO of Healthcare Association of Michigan, she says that there's a large number of younger direct care workers that are at nursing homes, and they've got families, or they want to have families. They're just reluctant to get these vaccines, even though there's really good evidence of effectiveness and not that many, minuscule side effects. So it's concerning because those unvaccinated healthcare workers are passing on the virus to the seniors. I mean, we were down to four or five deaths as of 2 weeks ago, and now the state has 77 deaths in nursing homes. The number of positive cases have gone up more than 600% for the
yeah
residents, and there's 30% that are unvaccinated. So we're going to see problems in the nursing homes and hospitals, and everybody should just double down on masks and everything. I mean, this is the British variant is very much more transmissible, and I think more deadly. There's no evidence of it yet, but people need to get really double down on being serious about it.
Indeed, Jay. And but as you say, we're in a race, and the race means that we've got to get the vaccine. So I hope that those frontline workers will reconsider their decisions to protect the elders they work with, but also their families at home. Jay Green, thanks so much. You do such an excellent job with Cranes, and we appreciate your reporting.
Okay. Have a good day, guys. Take care.
We sure will, and continue to read about it in Cranes Detroit Business.